Welcome to the Get Wealthy Podcast, where wellness doesn't suck. I'm your host, Michelle Smith.
We feeling wealthy, we getting healthy, we feeling wealthy, we getting healthy, we drinking green.
Welcome to this week's episode of Get Wealthy. I am your host, Michelle, and I am joined yet again by my co-host, temporary co-host. Temporary co-host.
Gotcha.
And eternal baby daddy, Brad.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What's new?
Well, there's some new stuff we'll talk about.
Cool, cool.
We teased the hell out of this episode, so I feel like we've got to like live up to that.
All right.
We're
just chilling now. How's your week been?
It's actually been pretty relaxing.
Oh, good.
It's been good. It's been really good. We can dig into that a little bit. But what would people do if, like, I was like, okay, here's our big spoiler. We're turning the garage into a podcast room.
Yeah.
Isn't that so cool? Don't worry, you guys. That's not it.
I think nobody would be excited for that.
No, I don't even know if I'd be excited for that. The garage needs work. Yeah. So we teased this episode. So
I don't think we teased it.
Enough that it's
you mentioned it.
But you know what's something that's funny is like, especially on social media, people are always teasing stuff. Like, oh my God, secret project. Wish I could tell you. Like, I've done that before.
So you fell into the trap, is that what you said?
I did. I tried to not be obnoxious with it. So everyone is kind of sick of like the tease. You gotta have
everyone's
something.
Sick of being teased.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta have something to back it up. So I think we have something to back it up.
I think so.
Should I tell them?
I mean, it might just be like the podcast room where we're the only ones excited about it. Right?
Oh my gosh, working on a secret project. Wish we could tell you more. All right, here it is. We are adding another Smith to the Smith house.
Woohoo!
Baby Smith is dropping this fall. Smith numero cinco.
Yep. The five Smiths.
Surprise! Now we are the whole Smiths.
We are the Dunn Smiths.
The Dunn Smiths. There will be no more Smiths. Five. So I guess this whole time I've been the unwhole Smiths, unbeknownst to me. Yeah. But now we are officially the whole Smiths with baby coming.
Yep.
In the fall.
Yep.
Yay! I hope that lived up to the expectations. Way better than a podcast room.
And if not, we'll see you next week.
Although the baby is taking our podcast room now. We are now podcast room less.
I know. We're going to be a podcast room hobos. wandering around with our mics. And
It was funny because you and I were talking. We're like, well, whatever. Maybe we can just like move the computer and like sit on the floor in our bedroom or I don't know. And then I was talking with our...
coming to you from the pantry.
Oh, we could do it in the pantry. That would be great acoustics in the pantry.
Yeah, a little tight spot. But.
I mean, baby numbers.
I'll have to move the olive oil in the Instant Pot.
Another baby might like spontaneously combust from that close proximity. I was talking with our podcast manager, Bethany, and I'm like, actually, maybe we just do like a movable setup and we do it from the baby's room. And it suits us.
Coming to you from nap time.
Oh gosh, I know. That's going to be scheduling guests. Like, it might just be like me and you popping in and out.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Kids can watch, are old enough too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will figure it out, like everything else in life.
So let's get to some things that I know people are going to be wanting to know. Yes, it was a beautiful surprise for us. A little shock in the beginning.
I mean, who doesn't plan for their kids to be 11, 9, and newborn?
Years apart, coming off of a pandemic where you've all been locked inside with each other and kids have been distance learning together. I mean,
totally planned.
Totally. That sounded like the perfect scenario.
We haven't had enough family time over the last year, so we needed to
But you know what's cool? So once we move through that shock.
Yes, we had a shock phase.
Yeah, there was a shock phase of our whole life has changed by a decade now.
Yes.
And I was really not well the first trimester.
Yeah.
So that combined with just like the, I mean, no one can feel great mentally when you're physically ill. You're kind of miserable.
Yeah.
But moving through that, like now that all of that has subsided, like I'm so excited. Like I realized that this was like always how it was kind of meant to be.
Yeah.
The girls are so excited. I think they're going to be so wonderful. Like they've even been like this last few days, like taking one of their old baby dolls around and putting some of the new baby clothes on. And
yeah. Although I could do without them playing the recording of a baby crying like all the time.
Cameron found a recorded baby. And now she's just like playing this like, wah, wah. And they're like tending to this fake cry. But I mean, you better get used to it, right?
I know. Yeah, I know.
But no, I really think and feel and see what a blessing this has been. And I think for me, personally, it was coming off a really hard year. I mean, we all had a harder year than our other years mm-hmm. in one way or another.
Yeah.
And, you know, having the kids home all the time, distance learning, trying to manage my book release, which was a huge disappointment for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd spent two solid years, blood, sweat, and tears into this book to kind of unbeknownst to me realize, you know, once it's out, the publisher really didn't have any interest in the project and promoting that. And that was a really...
But it's a great book.
It's a great book. That's
if you don't have your copy, get it now. Available where books are sold.
But, you know, that was an emotionally, like, that was hard, you know, for me to maneuver. And that was just right after Christmas.
Yeah.
Then we had that wonderful insurrection, which was, I think, just an exhausting time.
Yeah.
And on social media this last year has been really draining. And we had that episode with Kelsey Patel, Kelsey J. Patel, talking about joy. And, you know, one of the things I talked about was realizing and understanding that my joy comes when I'm really in alignment with what I'm doing, who I'm surrounded with. And I really have come to realize that these last few months, because I've had to take things away, which goes into...
In other words, subtract things.
Subtract things, as we talked about with Lighty Klotz. Lighty Klotz,
last episode. Check it out.
And so really spending these last 3 months subtracting things from my life so I could take care of myself, aligning myself with people, and just kind of like that subtraction and alignment has brought me to this really beautiful place that I feel like I've really been missing out with so much through work and busy and doing. And it feels really, really amazing. And I can now see how this is all part of some grand scheme. Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. I start most of my days off with Athletic Greens, and I love Athletic Greens. What is Athletic Greens, you may be asking? Athletic Greens is a whole foods, plant-based supplement you add to your beverage to ensure your daily nutritional needs are met. I love the marked difference I feel in my energy levels the day I have Athletic Greens. It's not like a jolt and a crash you'd get with coffee and caffeine, but a sustained, balanced energy throughout the day. Right now, Athletic Greens is offering our audience a free bottle of their vitamin D3K2 liquid formula and 5 travel packs with your first purchase. You can visit the link in our profile and show notes to take advantage of that offer and try Athletic Greens yourself. And it feels amazing.
That's great.
And it's kind of led me to reevaluate where I want the whole Smiths to go, what I want to do with that. Obviously, this podcast, I'm super in alignment with. Like, this brings me joy. I love talking with our guests and learning new things and sharing that with our audience. So this is here to stay. But the whole Smiths, I kind of realized there's a lot of components that when you're in it, you don't realize you might be out of alignment with.
Yeah.
whether that's, you know, social media, just the grind of like algorithms and all of this, and, you know, just kind of the whole gamut of how that comes together. We'll see. I was actually, and this was something I kind of teased, in the process of creating a beverage company, which I've been really excited about, but that is on the back burner because I realized, especially after this last year, there was no way that I could be, because we were about to start raising funds for that, with this baby on the way. Like, I just couldn't stretch myself that much. And then once we start raising funds and other people are involved, like, I would feel such a responsibility. And, like, you know me, like, I will push myself so far beyond and not want to feel guilty. And it just was something I had to say.
Instead, subtract.
Subtract. That was a hard one for me because that one I was really excited about, but I also knew.
Not gone, just
back burner.
Stick a pin in it.
Totally. So right now I'm actually really excited to just be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've spent the last however long working so hard with all of this stuff that I kind of want to just be a mom for a while. Like, I want to just, like, self-care and be pregnant. And, you know, fortunately, I feel very fortunate to be in that position. And I can't even say I was in that position when we had our first two.
Yeah.
And so now I'm looking forward to, what is that going to be like when I can just be a mom for a while and, like, not stress out about everything. And
I think it'll be great.
I think so too. And we've both talked about we don't have that first baby, like, everything we do anxiety, is going to just destroy this child's life. So that, you know, we have two proof of concepts that we can raise, like, really cool
We can
productive humans so far
for at least 11 years.
We got the first 11 years down. And then I'm not gonna have a toddler to take care of at the same time.
Yes.
And I'm also not gonna have a business to be starting, so it's like, I don't even know what
that's gonna be. Smooth sailing.
I don't expect it's going to be like, we're not going to get the baby that's sleeping through the night from day one, like some magic, like, messiah a child. So how are you feeling? I just yapped about all my things, but.
Good. I mean, like you said, the initial shock lasted for a little bit.
I would even say, at least for not to say it's all about me, like, nervous breakdown. For me, at least.
Yeah, I didn't have a nervous breakdown. It was more of the, I think the only word I said for about a half hour was, huh?
Probably.
it took a while for my caveman brain to come to terms with it. But no, I'm excited. I mean, it's, you know, it's.
You're like glowing right now.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, it's just like you said, it wasn't something that we. It's a lot different than kind of where we had ourselves mapped out.
Yeah. But it, you know what I've realized? It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that was kind of a bigger picture of this whole year is like, I mean, did any of us expect our whole lives would be uprooted, our kids' schools would be canceled,
true,
like all of that? And so it's kind of made me realize, like, dude, we can go with the flow and things are going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can, I mean, and it's just one of those kind of constant reminders that life is not always what you think it's going to be and what you plan it to be. And
it's almost more beautiful when you don't.
Yeah. So.
Well, and you were the one always wanting a third. And I was the one being like, no, I've got this book. I've got my career. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't. And you, here you go, Brad. Brabe.
Thank Brad. You. Yes, I did. I did want a third when I was in my 30s.
like, I wanted a third like 8 years ago. Yeah.
8 years ago would have been great. We'd have a first or second grader by now. But it's all good. Looking forward to it.
You're way more excited than you're leading off, though, on this podcast.
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I know. You're not like an effluviant, like, emotional.
I'm not. It's like, I mean, the first couple months will be...
You'll be at work. You'll be escaped.
And when I'm not, I'll be up here. So
yeah.
First couple months will be tough, but then after that.
Fun. I can't wait, too. It'll be, like, fun when the girls are, like, come back for Thanksgiving, when they're in college. Like, and we got this, like, 10-year. I don't know. I'm just really excited. I think it's going to be, like, a really fun dynamic.
Yeah, it will be.
Let's see. What else? So, I'm due in the fall. Mm-hmm. And we are not going to share if it's a boy or a girl. That we will keep private because... Despite the fact that I have a social media presence, I think it's easy to assume that I like put everything out there. Yeah. But I feel like there's some things that are just
for us.
For us or our friends and family know. Yeah. Like, you know, if I see a friend in person, it's not like a big secret. But
yeah.
There's some things that can just be kind of sacred and not like
yeah.
blown up into.
I agree. And chances are people will find out eventually.
Well, yeah, eventually. Same with names. Like, we've got a list of names. There's a front runner, but yeah. like with our last ones, it just kind of like.
Yeah, you have a couple that you like, and then at the time you
pick one. We're not like a. The baby does have the girls, and we have given it a nickname.
Yes.
Which it's a pretty unisex nickname. Anyways, and I'm really excited too because I feel like there's like a minimalism that I've realized now having the first two that I don't want all the baby crap. And like any parent who has children and that it's removed themselves from the first 5 years, you're like, oh my God, there's so much crap that we don't need.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's kind of a nice thing. It's like, I don't feel like we need to have everything to be like a good parent. Like our kid is not going to go without, they're fine with some blocks and diapers.
Yeah.
And a boob.
Aren't we all?
Oh God. With that said too, is that, I don't know. Like, I'm also not planning to like blow this up into like pregnancy kid world.
Yes.
Just like the whole Smiths, like you see part of my kids' lives, but it's not a kid thing.
Yes. No, this will not turn into a what to expect when you're expecting podcast.
Oh my gosh. What if you started looking at the list of all of our guests and it's like lactating and this and like perineum rips or
what?
I don't know.
That was a weird addition.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of like random things that are just very pregnancy related. So probably I'm just not a like share everything person. Like yeah. I'm outspoken and I'll like share stuff, but yeah. like not like I'm pretty private.
Yeah.
For the most part.
It'll look like,
I mean, like sharing my breakfast to me doesn't feel like an intimate moment to like.
After this episode, I think it'll be pretty much business as usual.
Totally.
Here at Get Wealthy.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And I feel just like really super excited. Like I'm already, you know, now that I'm feeling better, it's very different. Like I feel like it's great workouts. I'm doing great with my workouts.
I have a question though. Because like it seems like most women that I am aware of, does anybody actually... here comes the... What?
I don't know. Let's see.
Does anyone actually get sick in the morning? Because it seems like...
Oh, everyone gets sick all day.
Yeah, everyone either gets sick all day or you got sick at night.
Yeah.
And there's other women that I know of that would get sick at night. So it's like...
I mean, I think maybe it's just... Because anytime you look it up, it's like it can happen at any time. I think it's just maybe like the term that's used is morning sickness. And maybe it is a little bit more common in the morning on an empty stomach.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wasn't sure because I had a... Haven't had a lot of experience with women actually getting sick in the mornings. It seems like it's either all the time or in the evenings or at night or just different times. So just curious.
Which is interesting because I didn't get sick with the girls.
No.
I was tired. I'm still tired. Like I do get this, like that pregnancy exhaustion. Like I need a daily nap, which I'm so fortunate because this time I can have. Like I'm not working for like somebody else and I can't. And then like I also don't have a toddler. So. Yeah. And the kids are home like in the afternoon so I can get a little quick cat nap in. What was I just saying before that?
I don't know.
I'm feeling good.
Yep.
I'm excited for summer because I just want to hang out and swim with the kids and like, oh, my workouts. this was something that was kind of interesting. Is like, I do Peloton, and I early on started doing some like prenatal workouts and like especially like core workouts, because I have my diastasis and I'm like, oh, this thing is gonna like really blast apart now. Yeah. Like, and so then I started realizing like, oh my gosh, everyone's gonna see, like, I don't think everyone's looking at my workouts, but if anyone did, you know, when you have like connections and stuff, and I do like follow people back and you know, whatever. On there.
Peloton, yeah, it's a community. That's their whole
thing. The whole thing. And it's like, everyone's going to be like, why is she doing all of these prenatal workouts? And so then I had to delete everybody. And then it was like, I even deleted friends because I was like, well, I can't delete some people and not others. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, is she mad at me? Like, deleting people off social media, is that like on Peloton too? So I'm like, if I just have zero, it'll be like, okay, well, that she doesn't do any of it.
Yeah.
So, because we didn't even tell friends for a while, some close friends right away, but, you know, we were pretty hush about things.
Yeah.
But I love it now, because I actually didn't work out with either of my first two pregnancies.
Yeah. And now you are.
It feels so good. Yeah. And we're doing so many walks. Yeah, so that's great. We're doing
our morning walks, and it's great.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle. And as you know, I really love Real Cocoa coconut beverage products. Real Cocoa makes some of the best coconut beverages on the planet, including their organic coffee creamers. They're creamy, frothy, and dairy-free with no sugar added. The only plant-based coffee creamer that's made from MCT-rich coconuts and bottled at the source. That means within minutes of cracking the coconut, it's bottled so it tastes its freshest. They're currently carried at Erewhon and health stores near you. You can also find them on Amazon. And lucky for you, Get Wealthy listeners get 15% off their Real Cocoa coffee creamers on Amazon when you use the code GETWEALTHY15 at checkout.
And health-wise or diet-wise, I'm like eating healthy and still having some treats, but not anything crazy.
Yeah.
I will say, and this is a question I have been getting a lot, like on social media, Athletic Greens is one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. I've actually, and this is not medical or health advice to you, but I am just simply stating. This just
in, Michelle is not a doctor.
This is what I have been doing, is that I've actually been using Athletic Greens as my prenatal. It has folate in it. I made a, you know, side-by-side comparison. I felt it was pretty good.
Cool.
And it's just easier for me to take than a prenatal. So
that's great.
That's, again, what I've been doing. You got to check with your doctor. But now I can finally say, like, because I get so many questions, like, can you take this, you know, pregnant? And I'm like, check with your doctor. But I am. Yeah. So that's been fantastic. I really enjoy that.
Cool.
And I've been eating well to just kind of, like, keep that up.
Yeah.
No weird cravings.
No.
Popsicles, but I eat those all the time anyway.
Oh, my God. She eats so many popsicles.
I love, and there's only one kind I really like.
Which I don't know that most people do, but she will literally eat like five.
Mike Beamer does.
Really?
Well, I maybe not five. I don't, the most I've ever had is four.
I think I've gotten you five.
No, because that's almost a whole box. I would not eat a whole box.
So, oh, but four. Four is.
No, let me just put it this way. It's only one brand, Outshine. Mm-hmm. If they ever wanted to sponsor us, that would be. I'd eat popsicles.
They'll have to sponsor us because you go through a box in a sitting.
No, I don't. I'm going to throw my pen at you. Oh, man.
Ow.
Now you're just trying to be funny and exaggerate and be a little annoying. I don't eat a whole box, which if I did, who cares? Sorry, but don't try to shame me for it.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying it'd be great to have as a sponsor.
This is why you're a co-host.
Nope. You said co-host.
Temporary.
Yeah, exactly. Co-host. This is why I'm a co-host. Oh, keep you on your toes. Yes, I exaggerated. Sorry. Yes, because you eat two-thirds of a box at a sitting.
Not every time. One time. You are now driving me nuts. And every wife out here, I'm sure, is probably being like, yeah, I know what my husband gets on these, like, kicks. Anyways, moving along. Yes, Outshine popsicles are my favorite, whether I'm pregnant or not. And they're usually in the summer.
I'm just saying that they'd be great to have as a sponsor. We would keep plenty on hand.
Moving on. Anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Know-it-all?
Hopefully she's out of pens over there.
I've got a lot of other things here. I have like a salt rock, like a pink Himalayan crystal candle holder if you're not.
All right, you heard that, folks. No, and nothing else really that I can think of. That was that's been kind of what's been going on over here for the last
4 months.
4 months.
5 months. 4 months. Three months.
It's been front and center. Yeah.
Okay. So there's one last thing I wanted to chat about that you're not going to have any interest in. Maternity clothes. So
you mean I don't have any interest in?
Do you?
No.
Okay. So one of the things I was like, I hate maternity clothes, especially with my last pregnancies. I was pregnant in the winter.
Yeah.
Like sweater. I just don't like being bulky and bundled up, mm-hmm. but I also don't like being cold. This time I'm like so excited. I'm like, I'm not going to buy, like, I'm going to be bare minimum maternity clothes. Mm-hmm. I'm like buying things that like I could also wear regular as regular clothes, like cute kimonos to wear over things. I bought a couple dresses, like some dresses that will be.
See, I think you should like kind of like go like 70s retro and just rock the muumuu.
It
has a bad rap, but a muumuu looks like a really comfortable garment.
Not when you look like you feel like a tent in it. Like that is not the look. Anyways, I bought some tank tops for the summer and stuff, like mm-hmm. maternity ones, because that I have to. And then I've been kind of diving into some Lululemon. The Align leggings and bike shorts are really stretchy and they actually fit amazing. So I think I can wear those post afterwards. I'm trying to be very economical with my choices and like think quality.
I don't know if Lululemon always qualifies as
quality economical. Over quantity. And I can wear them afterwards. So yes. So yeah, I'm trying to just be, again, minimal with that too and not like just buy a bunch of stuff I'm never going to wear or even like.
Yeah. Which, so, you know, is a little bit of a challenge for you because...
I know. I am a not discreet pregnant woman. Like...
Well said.
Yeah. Like, I've actually been showing for a while. I show quickly with all of my pregnancies, which is harder when you're trying to keep it under wraps. And my stomach just goes straight out. Mm-hmm. Like a bullet coming at you. Yeah. Like, move out of the way.
No, it did with the first two, and we are on our way there.
Yeah, so, which is fine. It's great. Everyone's so different.
Yeah, like, no, totally. I
show early and prominently. Last, I remember with Cameron and Tegan, really, like, maternity shirts would end up being, like, crop tops. But then it was kind of freakish, and this is going to sound like one of those, like, subtle brags, and it really is not what it's intended to be, but like you can't tell from behind. Well, hopefully it'll stay like that for this one, who knows, but you couldn't really tell I was pregnant from behind.
No,
like I didn't gain a ton of like weight there, but then as soon as I turn around, it's like, what the hell is coming at me?
If you turned like 10 degrees, just got a glimpse, it's like, whoa.
It's like straight at you. So I am just trying to keep it minimal and just, you know, it'll be nice this summer. Mm-hmm. Like, just keeping it easy. Probably, you know, laying low.
Yep. Don't float around in the pool. And,
like, have a bunch of,
I'll get you a bigger...
floaty.
Bigger floaty.
Oh, I've already found one. I'm, like, super excited. So, yeah. And then another thing, this is, I'm just going to throw this out there. And again, this is not shaming. I am very clear. Like, everyone has different pregnancy bodies. Period. But I have come to find when I'm looking at maternity clothes, which have not evolved much in the last 10 years. I had very high hopes that there was going to be like adorable maternity clothes in this last 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Instagram has kind of made everyone try to be cooler or think whatever. No, I don't think there's been much progress. So, but what drives me nuts is that some of these models modeling the maternity clothes, they don't even look like maternity clothes.
Yeah.
Like there's not like a small bump that I'm just like, oh, whatever. I just don't understand how this is marketed that way, because that's just not some women's bodies likely.
Yeah.
But for the majority, like if you're actually like you can just be wearing regular clothes at that point.
Yeah.
It was very like strange to me because I'm like, wait, I don't know what this is going to be. This is not like,
striking me as that. So again, this is not like everyone has different bodies.
So you're saying that advertising and marketing could be misleading?
No, it just wasn't even like, yeah, like, but let me back up. Like, this is not me saying like any sort of body shaming. So before someone tries to like try that, it's not like there are all sorts of shapes, sizes. But if you're going to market it as maternity clothes, like,
yeah,
there should be some like bump accommodation. Like, I don't know. So that was interesting to me.
Bump accommodation. I like
yeah.
that.
And then I bought a bathing suit. I won't even say where I had to return it because it was like, oh, maternity friendly, you know, and I'm like, oh, great. And then I put it on. I'm like, this is a regular bathing suit. Like this is very misleading. Like
no bump accommodation.
No, It was a one piece. Like I was like, this fits great now. This was like a month ago. It's like, I don't know. That's not so. Anyways, that's it. Subtraction, I wanted to talk about. Joy, alignment.
Sweet.
I think that's it.
Fantastic. Well, hope everyone enjoyed
our
surprise. I know we have.
Our cliffhanger. So anyways, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. As always, if you enjoy listening to us, please rate, subscribe, wherever you are listening to this podcast, and please support our sponsors. They're products we love. We wouldn't share them if we didn't love and use them every day in our regular lives. It's important to me that we align with our sponsors.
Absolutely.
So it would feel really cheap not to.
I agree. We're all about alignment over here.
Alignment. Yeah. I like that. All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. See you next time. Bye.